Blog Talk Radio.
Hello! Hello! Hello, everybody. Welcome to another reality show. I am your host, Golden Hawk, and we are going to have a magical, magical play date this evening. I am really, really excited to do the show tonight and to just share in the magic that is the auspiciousness of the date today. Today is the 11/11, and as we all know, the 11/11 is just a huge gateway. It's a day. It's an activation code filled with potential. Huge, huge potential tonight to explore multi-levels of dimensions, multi-levels of self. It's not even just tonight. The whole day, the potential was just, the air was filled with potential. I went to the woods today, and actually when I got out of the car, if I go left when I get out of my car, I go into the woods. If I go right, I'm still in the woods, but it leads me to this reservoir. And I got called to go sit by the water today, and it was just absolutely a powerful experience. The water, representing emotion and representing fluidity, really struck a chord within my being today, and I just felt tremendous peace. I was at one with the moment. When I was sitting there, I mean, I honestly desired nothing. Didn't care about the time. I was just breathing in the whole beauty of all of it. It was really, it was an amazing experience, and I'm delighted to share it with you, and I was delighted to experience it. So, yeah, it's definitely, the days seem to be coming, the closer we get to 2012, it definitely seems like these dates and these moments of time seem to have such a deep significance to them. I know that's how I've been feeling it in my experience. Everything is very deep. I mean, it's not even just days like 11/11. Every time I see 11/11 on the clock, it seems to be, you know, a deep experience, and numbers in general, and it's just magical. So I'm really excited about the show tonight. I just want to let everybody know, right now we don't have any callers, so this should be interesting. If I'm doing a show on tarot readings, you have to call in 646-929-2084. Because I don't have anybody helping me with the show, I didn't open up a chat room. But if nobody calls, I'll go to my Facebook people and see if anybody on Facebook wants a reading. I didn't plan any guests tonight because I didn't want anybody to just be sitting here while I was doing readings. So I'm not going to worry about that right now. So if you want a reading, please call in. But for now, let's also do the opening meditation that I do every week, which is inviting in our essence to join us in our physical being. So let's take a nice deep breath. And invite our essence to come right into our physical being. It's amazing because the minute I intend for my essence to come in, my hands become warm, my shoulders relax, my stomach muscles relax. Like I can feel the presence of something full within my experience. It's really quite amazing. And it happens as soon as I say the intention that I'm inviting in my essence. And I'm truly getting the sense lately, too, that my essence, like, jumps up and down every time I invite it in, almost like it's happy that I'm acknowledging it in this dimension. because, you know, this is a pretty dense dimension, and for us to acknowledge something as etheric as our essence, I think it just tickles our essence pink. I really do. So remember, every day, as often as you like, invite your essence in. Your essence won't pay your bills for you. Your essence won't make your lover, you know, stop doing things to annoy you. What your essence will do is it will breathe into your cells, breathe into your energy, the experience that everything is happening from a positive space through unconditional love, with the purpose to expand you to, for a deeper experience. It's not that it makes everything right, but it gives us an advantage point of being the big picture instead of the singular aspect of just the human body. And friends, I tell you, it's just an unbelievable gift to see your personal experience from the larger picture. It just allows acceptance, it allows forgiveness, and it allows compassion. And you don't feel like, you know, God, I got to do the right thing. Why does the right thing always feel crappy? I remember I used to say that. Why is it the right thing always feels crappy? Boy, since inviting my essence in, nothing crappy about it, boy. The essence absolutely supports my experience of compassion and my experience of just acceptance, which makes it that much more joyful for me. It just creates a total joyful experience. And joyful is not about just, quote-unquote, being happy all the time. Joyful is the wisdom and the presence to know everything that happens positively. For the reason that it's happening is positive. And for me, that's a wonderful space. Because as long as there's positive in my life, I feel great. Even when I'm in pain, if it's a positive reason, I feel wonderful. So I definitely invite you to continue always, you know, any moment you have while you're driving, to invite your essence in. And really enjoy the presence that your essence can bring to you in your experience. So we have no callers. All right, somebody's out there listening. It would be great if you could call in, 646-929-2084. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do a reading for myself until somebody else comes along and says they want a reading. I've never run into this. But okay, let's see. Let's see what the cards have to say. And by the way, I'm using the Osho Zen Tarot cards for this purpose. I used to only use the Doreen Virtue cards, which I found to be absolutely spot on. And Doreen Virtue's cards are very positive, which when I was in a space that I needed to hear the positive because I didn't feel so good about myself, the cards were exquisite. But I'm now in a space where I am strong enough, capable enough, and willing to accept my shadow side as very much a part of my experience. And the Osho cards present the shadow side. So I use them because for me personally, I feel that the strength comes in when we accept all of us. You know, imagine not accepting the shadow side is like it's only sunny all the time. We have the moon. The moon is the shadow side of who we are, and there's nothing to fear from this. The wisdom of bringing it into the light and bringing it into the open is so powerful in shifting the space that we're in. I can't even express it. Okay, the lines have filled up. I love you people. All right, let's bring on our first caller. Okay, area code 860, you're on the air.
Oh, it's me.
Yeah, who's this?
Hi, this is Susan. I love your show.
How are you?
Love your show.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate that deeply because I put myself really out there.
Yes, you do.
But I appreciate that it's appreciated because, you know, this is where, if we want heaven on earth, let's be heaven on earth. So, namaste. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, let's do readings.
Okay.
What can I, I'm going to shuffle, and you tell me, now I'm very new at this, so just bear in mind.
You did so great last week.
Oh, thank you. I enjoyed it so much that I literally went, and it was funny because it's not that I couldn't book a show tonight, but there was something in my soul that as soon as I decided this, it just felt like, yes, this is what we're supposed to do on the 11-11.
Well, and I can't believe I got picked, so.
Oh, sweetie, of course. You intended it, right? Did you intend to be picked?
No.
Well, I appreciate your honesty. I believe your subconscious intended to be picked because you showed up on the top of on the switchboard. You're on top.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
So do I need to ask a question?
Well, it's good to have a question, but let me tell you, for me, what I always used to do when I had readings, for me, I would say, what does Spirit want me to know? Which leaves it open that maybe I'd want to ask about one area, but Spirit wanted to tell me about another.
Okay.
You don't have to do that, but that's what I used to do.
I don't have a question.
Okay, so can we say what the Spirit wants you to know?
Please.
Okay. And just so you know, too, and everybody, what I do is I do this in three piles, but I'm not doing it from past, present, future because I am experiencing more and more the presence of now. But the Trinity speaks to me on so many levels, whether it's the Almin work or Bashar. The Trinity is, you know, subconscious, conscious, superconscious, you know, mother, father, androgyny. You know what I mean? It shows up on so many levels that it for me, the number three just seems to be a magical number. So that's why I picked three.
Okay.
Wow, it's so funny. The cards are similar to last week. That is just a... It's interesting. It's like a thread. Anyways, but we're here and we're here now. Okay. And I'm reading these from left to right, but like I said, this is not past, present, future. This is all about awareness.
Okay.
Let's never be afraid to uncover any part about ourselves because if it's in the shadow, it seeks love. And uncovering it is not about feeling guilt or shame. Uncovering it is like it's like pulling the covers down and seeing like a little mouse, and all we have to do is love the part that's uncovered, and it will, in the acknowledging of the part that we uncover, will shift it effortlessly. So I want you to know that because that's very much a part of the essence that I want to bring because that's my life.
Okay,
so we have the thunderbolt, control, and the burden. Now, the Thunderbolt is an interesting card. It's a person sitting in a meditational position with thunderbolt and fire going up the spine, which is Thunderbolt alone is a powerful card. But what's interesting is there's two animated people, small little characters, that look like they're falling out of a building.
Hmm.
So the thunderbolt for me would say that right now you're definitely, today is, you know, I have a feeling this card could come up a lot. It's an activation day. So our energy is definitely activated. In the thunderbolt energy, though, we have to be open to, as we are activated and entering new awarenesses, new levels of consciousness, there might be people within our lives that have to, not have to, but you'll find if you allow it to happen naturally, they'll fall away. And they'll fall away not because we don't love them, but an awakening that happens within ourselves will seem very strange to those around us who haven't yet awakened. They're not aware of what we're aware of, and there's no shame in that, but there's also no level of communication going on because a person who is aware of self and a person who is still in the, you know, deep in duality, speak different languages.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be willing to kind of step out on our own. Now, what's interesting is your second card is control, which is a card of a lot of right angles. It's a person that looks like they're in kind of like a, they're encased. And when I see that this is in the middle, I mean, what comes up for me is always there's a fear to let go of control, because that would mean totally trusting what we've been reading, what we've been learning. And until we can let go of that control, what we've been reading and what we've been learning, we're not going to experience personally in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have a burden. The third card is the burden, which means you're probably taking care of somebody, whether it's your children, a parent. Something's going on with the burden, which is the burden is a card where a person is walking up the mountain with this, like, very flamboyant being on his back pointing the way. So what I'm getting from the reading is Susan needs to find her voice and speak her truth. Because, and I get that when you do that, the people are going to start falling away, but the presence that comes into your space when you do this is so miraculous. And I don't speak of this from reading it in a book. I speak of this because I've experienced it.
Mm-hmm.
There really comes a point where we have to start trusting what we know and living by it, not sitting, you know, either at a job or in a relationship or sitting somewhere, you know, kind of grumbling under our breath, this isn't the way it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be better. But the only one who can make it better is self.
This is on the mark.
Is it? Okay. Good.
Is. Yes, it is. And I think my burden is fear.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's... And, you know, it's so ironic. Here's what I know about fear. Do small things that you're afraid to do, because what it does is it allows a momentum to build that when the bigger things come, you'll have this sense of confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Because I get that. We just don't want to necessarily... Because I promise you, your soul will inevitably push you out the window, and it will remove the blocks. But we don't have to let life... You know, we don't have to walk down the street and get nailed with a fist, you know, that just came out of a doorway as we walk by it, if we live consciously.
Mm-hmm.
So the way to live consciously is there are small things in life we're afraid to do, and most of the time that's usually speaking our truth, whether to a friend, an employee, a family member. Those are the small things. And I know it's scary, but you're going to feel the liberation of presence behind you, because presence is there, and the presence is the essence that we invited in, you know, just at the earlier part of the show. That will absolutely support you in your highest joy, in your ultimate dreams, everything that you genuinely dream about. It's all available to you when the conditioning, which is what the thunderbolt can do, is released. It's funny because it's difficult because fear can be stifling, but it's very simple.
Well,
and it will show up immediately if you trust this. Immediately things will change. And what's going to change is, you know, the familiarity is going to go away, and you're going to have, you know, you're going to kind of be birthed back into a child. Or you're going to be, if you choose to look at it this way, you can choose to have the greatest adventure of your life, or you can watch the greatest adventure go by.
See, what I think has happened with me is I've become, it's almost afraid of my own power, that I have
right.
my eyes shut. I don't see anything available to me where to step. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay, let me ask you a question. Are you following your highest joy?
You know, I am such a loner that my highest joy is being alone. I love being alone.
Okay, that's okay. Yeah, no, it has nothing to do that you have to be... Okay, in joy itself, by following your highest joy, literally the universe, it's an organizing principle. But the control card is telling me that there's a resistance to following your highest. Like the control is telling me that your mind, because see, the control comes from the mind.
Mm-hmm.
Joy is a spontaneous thing. You know, okay, how about this? I'm going to ask you to make a promise to yourself.
Okay.
The next spontaneous experience that comes into your life, whatever that is, that you genuinely want to do, no bars hold, you're going to do it, no matter what. You're going to live
in the universe.
The next
is listening.
Spontaneous experience. Pardon?
In the universe is listening.
Of course, the universe is listening. That's the power of the radio.
And there's no telling what's going to come up then.
Well, but it's spontaneous. That's the, you're not supposed to, because there's a trust level in spontaneity.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you, for the last 4 years, I have lived without regular hours on my nanny job. And I've never been more abundant. And it's amazing. When I need the money, the hours show up. When I need the time in the woods, I get less time to have to nanny. It's allowing the flow of life, and not just allowing, but truly trusting the flow of life will take care of you. Of course it will take. It takes care of everyone when we allow it to take care of us.
Mm-hmm. That's why we're here.
Exactly. And then to experience it, you'll get on the air, or you'll write a book, or you'll write a song, and you'll share it, because that's the, you know, one of the big hurdles everybody's having to go through is to live these experiences, to live these philosophies. We don't want it to just be philosophy. We want to be able to sit here and share spontaneous moments of, you know, ecstasy, because we allow them to happen. We invite them to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's
thank
a beautiful
you so
way to
much.
Live.
Thank
oh,
you,
my
thank
pleasure.
You.
You're
enjoyed
so
it.
Welcome. And will you call into the next show or whatever when you have the experience and share,
well,
even just ever so briefly?
You do know what's going to happen. My husband, who always wants me to dance naked in the moonlight,
love it. Well, I'll tell you, I'm a nature freak, and I can't even tell you how invigorating it is to be naked in the woods. And I'm alone. To have someone that you absolutely love to be with you, well, namaste, sister. You go, girl. I
I'll
promise
you, know.
You, it will, oh, my God, it's a great experience.
It's cold.
Yes, you must call. I don't even care what show we're doing. Promise, well, hopefully you keep your word to yourself, because you're not keeping it to me, my friend. You're keeping it to yourself.
I am, and I will.
And the next time he asks, you dance and you sing and you toast to the moon and say, yes, I have arrived, because you will. It will be an extraordinary experience for you, extraordinary.
So I can't wear my flannel PJs when I'm naked, huh?
You know, it's just not the same thing.
Okay.
Oh, no, listen, nature doesn't care about clothes, but by shedding them, oh, you'll be shedding the burden. See, the clothes are actually symbolic of the burden that you carry within yourself about worrying about what others think, or worrying about germs. Worry, worry, worry. Oh, screw the worry. Live. We're all going to die sometime anyways. Who cares? Live. Live. I promise you, you'll never regret living. Not living out loud. Ever.
Right.
Ever.
Thank you so much.
My
thank
absolute
you.
Divine pleasure. My pleasure.
I'm going to hang
all
up
right,
and...
Susan.
Take
oh,
care.
Namaste, sister. Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye now. Woo!
dancing naked in the woods. I love it. Well, I added the woods. I don't know if her husband takes her out to the woods or not. Okay, area code 207, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Tom. How are you?
Good. How are you, Tom?
Very well. Very well.
Excellent.
Especially after hearing people dancing naked in the woods.
Yeah, huh. That really is an invigorating experience. I haven't done it at night because I'm usually alone, but boy, I've done it in the day and it feels outstanding.
Really?
Yes. Yes. To be honest, I recommend it. Highly, highly, highly recommend connecting with nature in an innocence that will open you up on incredible levels. Gaia knows her shit, to be quite honest. And sharing it with us is what allows us to go through this whole turmoil right now, in my personal opinion. You know?
It's a shame that you could get locked up for that, too.
Well, I'll be honest with you. This is what I'm learning. You can get locked up on it if your fear is you can be locked up from it.
Yeah.
If you have the energy of a child, it just doesn't work that way. It is, our thoughts are creative. If we think, if we just allow ourselves to feel the innocence and the joy just from the experience, because the truth is, we're not hurting anybody. And I'm not saying, you know, you're going to ask, you know, 12, 8-year-olds to come watch you. I mean,
really?
I'm talking about you go either with you and your beloved or, you know, alone. I've been doing it for several years, and it's just not in my it's not in my field of awareness that I would get in any trouble, because the unconditional love is tangible. I feel it. I highly recommend it, truly. And put it this way, being in nature in general, you don't even have to be naked. Just go be in nature.
Right?
Yeah.
You're right. You're right.
Okay, so let's do tarot card readings.
Sure. I basically wanted to know what message the cards have for me.
Oh, outstanding. Okay, good. Okay, and your name, I'm sorry. My short-term memory is Tom. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, let's see what we got. Let's see what Osho wants to tell you. And I did invite Osho in, actually, before the show, so... All right. Okay, from left to right. The Outsider, which is a little boy standing at a gate looking through the pillars into what appears to be a rainbow. Let's just start with that. Okay, so the Outsider is... I mean, the card itself clearly says that there's a sense of isolation. Now, what's really interesting about the gate, of course, is it has a chain and a lock on it, but the lock is not clicked. The lock is open. Now, coming from my own experience and drawing upon my own experiences, it is our own sense of not feeling worthy, not feeling beautiful, not feeling accepted, that creates this experience for us. It's very interesting because most of my life I was afraid of being alone. And one of the things I actually noticed today so significantly was in the presence of the forest, not only am I not afraid, I am so filled with a tangible energy of unconditional love. I mean, the kind that I have prayed my entire life that, quote-unquote, a man would give me. Just sitting on a stone, comfortably, you know, snuggled up in the leaves because all the leaves are on the ground. There was like a 55, 57-degree sun shining on my face. The water was out there. The Outsider is truly in a self-empowered space, a part of us that's not accepting who we are. And it is incredibly powerful to accept who we are. And when I say accept, I'm talking warts and
bellies and, you know, dysfunctions, disabilities. Most of the things that we think, in fact, forget most, everything we think is a disability, in however it is, whether it's in finances, in our gender, our capabilities, academic or otherwise, is the gift that hasn't been uncovered yet. And one of the things that I get to from the card from the outsider, there's a focus on the outside world where we want to flip that. You got to flip that onto the inside world. What's going on within you? And very honestly, I look at myself and, like, I have a male partner, so to speak, in my life that drives me up a wall. And I'll say to myself, you know what? I can spend hours trying to figure out how to make that relationship better, or I can just sit in this spot in the woods looking at this water taking care of me.
Right.
And every time I'm conscious, when I bring myself, it's like, you know what? Taking care of me, the minute I come into the presence of me right now, I look around and go, I really don't have so many problems. I really don't. I have problems when I'm trying to figure all of my friends out or my lover or whoever, but I don't seem to have a problem when I just focus on self. And the outsider card is saying that the outside has been given more value than the inside, and that is the grand illusion, because the outside is what it is because of what you feel, think, and believe on the inside. And
okay,
so the next card is, the center card is the burden. The burden always comes up for me as, you know, either a family member, whether it be children or, let's put it this way, the term obligation strikes me with the burden card. Obligation is the energy that says, I'm going to do this, but I'm pissed off that I got to do it. And ultimately, when we start recognizing the self-empowerment that we are our realities on the outside, to do anything in the energy of angst is only angsting our own reality. It's a lack of trust that something, whoever needs to be helped in whatever way that you're helping them, the best way you can help them is first and foremost, help yourself. I always go back to the train, the airplane, where they'll tell you right there and then, if you have a child, child sitting next to you, if the plane is going down, put the oxygen on yourself first, then put it on your child. The burden is a burden because we put ourselves usually at the bottom of the priority list and everything else at the top, because also I'm getting with you that it's business. You know, you might be, you know, the breadwinner of your family and you don't want to disappoint them by, you know, making a choice towards passion, because how would you pay the bills?
Right.
To be quite honest, living a life of passion is one of the greatest gifts you can give anybody, whether it's your children, your spouse, yourself, of course, because the lesson that you're telling them is, Life isn't just about, you know, bringing home the bacon. That's one aspect of who you are. What about your emotions? What about your soul? When you live in a passionate world, I'm telling you, everything takes care of itself. When there's a saying called, my being is my sustenance. Being is about understanding how you feel is very much contributing to what you're experiencing. It's not, the doing is the mechanics of your body doing whatever it is that you need to do. But if your being is literally miserable while you're doing it, it's an illusion that you're serving the greatest good, because you're not. And we're really at a frequency, to be quite honest, on our planet right now, that we must honestly look at our beingness. Because our being will tell us to rest. Our being will tell us to play. Our being will tell us to, you know, discuss whatever the burden is, discuss it and say, I can't do it anymore. It's killing me to do this. And you know what? I don't want to go out this way. I love me. I love me and I love you. And the ultimate way I can show you that I love you is to be a living example of someone who's going to break out of the gerbil wheel
and
start living
passion.
From a space of
yeah.
joy. Yes?
And find that passion.
And live the passion, right. Find it and live it. Because, Tom, you can't have, it's so, people tell me all the time, you know, my passion couldn't make me any money. And I'll be honest with you. I have seen people all over the place living their passion in the most bizarre ways that they create a niche for themselves simply because passion itself is an organizing principle. Joy is an organizing principle. We have not been taught this by, quote-unquote, the media, the mass media, but that doesn't make it any less true. And by following passion, I mean, I've wanted children pretty much most of my adult life. I didn't want children when I was younger, but I've wanted them most of my adult life. I haven't had children yet. I won't say I couldn't. I haven't had children yet. But however it worked out, the nanny gig found me. And I was like, oh, well, let me try this. And then I went, are you kidding me? I get paid to play? It will organize itself to find you. Now, what's interesting is your last card is slowing down. And it's a beautiful turtle walking in under this bush towards a rainbow-looking sparkly space. I mean, the turtle looks really tired. You know, coupling this with the burden and the outsider, do you have health issues?
Yes.
Okay. I promise you. Now, and are you spiritually balanced? Are you spiritually guided? Do you listen to spiritual shows? And
yes.
So you're awakened. You are. You're going through the awakening.
Yes.
Okay. The slowing down, in fact, I'm going to read this to you straight from Osho, because what I get for the slowing down is essentially breathing. Have you ever taken any courses or done any conscious breathing?
Yes.
Okay. Are you doing that on a are you doing that daily?
No.
I promise you, breathing alone can change your entire experience. Literally, I know. I smoked cigarettes for like 35 years. Breathing is one of the easiest, simplest, cost-free experiences. It costs absolutely nothing. And it's simply telling the body, I want to live. That's actually the message that comes through when you deep breathe. All right, slowing down. Meditation is a kind of medicine. Its use is only for the time being. Once you have learned the quality, then you need not do any particular meditation. Then the meditation has spread all over your life. Walking is Zen. Sitting is Zen. Then what will be the quality? Watchfully, alert, joyously, unmotivated, centered, loving, flowing, one walks. And the walking is sauntering, loving, alert, watchful. One sits, unmotivated, not sitting for anything in particular, just enjoying how beautiful just sitting, doing nothing is. How relaxing, how restful. After a long walk, you sit under a tree and the breeze comes and cools you. Tom, this is what I was experiencing today, the water. It is so magical. And the only thing that would tell you that you're doing nothing, see, because our conditioning will say, Tom, you're being lazy. Get up and do something.
That's right.
Right. But that voice is not the voice of the frequency of your soul self. The awakening is understanding that we are awakening to new beings, but new beings in the sense of who we've been conditioned to be. It's always been us underneath, but in this new beingness, we must shift our belief systems so they're in concordance with who we are, because the energy and the frequency it won't support us unless we're being passionate, loving, soulful beings. I mean, I have heard all disease would be eliminated from the body if literally we, like, held the energy of gratitude, praise, or love consistently in everything we thought, everything we did, for 72 hours.
Wow.
Because the disease is essentially, whatever it is, it's blocked energy. It's energy that, energy by nature needs to move. That's why we, currency, it's a current. And our belief systems from our conditioning have blocked that current. And the beauty of all of this is, the one who has the key, which in your outsider picture is, well, it doesn't even matter. It's not locked.
It's not locked.
It's not locked. So instead of putting all your energy into, quote, unquote, the doing, put your energy into going within and start asking yourself, what would I have to believe to feel that this was a bad thing? Find the belief. Okay, well, we'll use, for example, if I was sitting just enjoying myself, just relaxing on a beautiful autumn day, and then the thought came up, you know, get up, stop being lazy. At that moment, look and go, get up and look and go, what would I have to believe to feel that? And let's ask you, right, what would you have to believe to feel you were lazy? What's the belief behind that?
The conditioning.
Right, but meaning specifically, what is the conditioning that says if you're not moving, you're lazy? See, the reason why I ask you to say it, there's power in ownership.
Right.
Until you can own this belief, you can't shift it. You can't shift it because I know it. You can only shift it by first acknowledging that this is the belief I have. It's a very powerful technique. But the process is simple. Once you own it, you're conscious of it. Once you're conscious of it, it doesn't own you.
That's right.
So while you're sitting there, when the belief comes up again, you go, well, okay, I get that that's my conditioning. But in my new belief, I'm like, I now know sitting is replenishing. Sitting is feeding my soul, especially if you're sitting in nature. Unbelievable information, energies, consciousness, unconditional love, messages from high above, the galactics, to the animals, to the shamanic. Unbelievable messages come from sitting in the woods, or sitting at the beach, or
mm-hmm.
sitting with your
just
back
sitting
against
in nature,
a tree.
Yeah.
Sitting in nature, exactly. So do you think you're ready to just own that one belief?
Absolutely.
Can you say it on the air?
I'm not lazy.
There you go. You're not lazy. Okay, but is the belief that you are? If you're not doing something, is that your belief?
If I'm not doing anything, is that my belief? No, if I'm not doing something, I am doing something.
Indeed. Okay, so pick one belief and have a breakthrough tonight. One belief that is something you want to flip, meaning it's a conditioned belief that tonight you're going to own it and flip it. Just by owning it, it will flip it. The outsider, the card came up, the outsider. What do you feel that you're not included in?
Opening up that gate and going through.
Okay, be more specific. What is that specifically in your life?
Doing my passion.
Which is?
Working on cause.
Okay. And what would you have to believe to not do that passion?
What would I have to believe to not do it?
Correct.
I'm stumped.
Well, just so you know, first of all, you do know, because you know everything.
if you can ask a question, you have the answer. It's impossible not to have both your holographic experience. But I'm not even, let me just tell you, too, where I'm coming from with this. Every human being motivates itself through one reason, because we are motivated to feel good, so we go towards something and we move away from something that feels bad. So if you're not moving towards working with cars, that means you have a belief that that is going to be a negative because it's moving you in the opposite direction. If you uncover that belief, your motivation will effortlessly shift you towards going towards cars. Here are three things we never have to learn to do. We don't have to learn to trust. We don't have to learn to be motivated. And we don't have to learn how to love. We're already those things. The question is, what are we focusing them on? What are we trusting in? That are we trusting in that I have to have a regular 9-to-5 job in order to pay my bills? Are we trusting in, you know, I can't succeed because I'm not worthy? Any one of these things. The minute we get to those beliefs and we flip them, again, people are like, how do I get motivated to do what I want? You're already motivated to go towards something that feels good. Even if it's
just
toxic.
Just by the belief that you're missing it.
Pardon?
Just by the belief that you're missing it.
If you believe you're missing it, then that's what. See, the beauty of unconditional love, we're in an unconditionally loving universe, is it will give you any experience you believe that's how much it loves you. The universe is made up of unconditional love, even to the point where it will allow you to feel unloved. That's how much it loves you. But the beautiful part about that is when we wake up to that, the power to shift that belief is absolutely in our own hands, or in our own awareness. And the shifting, like I said, comes as easily as shining a light on the belief we no longer feel is appropriate for our lives. We shine a light on it by owning it and then stating to the universe in that moment, the flip of that belief, you know, whatever is the focus that we want to go towards. And you've changed everything. In that split second, everything has changed. Look for the change to happen because it's there. I could go so deep into this. It's crazy.
I know.
There's a lot here. Here, and let me recommend, most of the stuff that I'm saying to you comes from Bashar. Have you ever heard of him or the channelings?
No.
Okay, Bashar.
Bashar.
YouTube Bashar. This is essentially where I'm getting most of my information from. But I can tell you, Bashar gave me the information. I have lived the experience. I never share unless I've lived it, and I have lived these experiences. So I know them to be truth. All right?
Okay.
Do you feel better from the read?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Excellent.
See,
that's my goal.
I believe I can't make any money from working on my passion.
So you're going to own that? Let's do this right now. So, all right, own that. Take a deep breath and say, I can't make money from making my passion. But
I can't make any
conviction.
Money from my passion. I can't make any money from my passion.
Okay, now that's a belief that I'm telling you, passion, joy, playfulness are the organizing principles in the universe. So where you're struggling to make money in, quote, unquote, the jobs that you're supposed to have, whatever it is that you're doing, it doesn't even matter. I know it's the job you believe that would make you the money, not the passion, but the money. The lack of joy is killing you. I mean, it's literally people who are living out there without the joy, you can tell. You can see it in their bodies. It's a principle that you can't live without it.
That's right.
So, gosh, I know so many people. I mean, I have a very good friend of mine who makes
he was a mechanic his whole life. I mean, what makes you think you can't make money off of cars when NASCAR is like, and I realize I'm not saying you're going to go to NASCAR, but NASCAR is like one of the number one sports from a financial point of view. I mean, there's so much money antique cars and race cars. And I mean, there's a town called Bristol, Connecticut. I swear to God, it's the mechanics vortex of the United States. I mean, there must be, you know, mechanics.
Everybody's a mechanic.
Everybody's a mechanic. There's collisions and there's transmissions and, oh my God, Tom, that is a belief. Okay, so now state the new belief. What's the new belief? And state it in the present tense. In other words, I am living.
I will make money.
Because that's not present. I am making money.
I am. Making money with my passion working on cars.
Absolutely. And you have to recognize with all of your conscious awareness, what you say, you have actually changed your entire cosmos. Everything has just changed because you made that statement. Now what I beg you to do is look for the signs by following that passion, by following all of your joy. If you follow your joy, and I mean every single of it, listening to a song in the car as opposed to getting out because, you know, you had to get to an appointment, you know, in 12 minutes. Wherever you find your joy, looking at nature, being with your beloved, whatever it is, eating an ice cream cone, chocolate. If you follow your joy and know that you have stated to the universe, I am living my passion right now, the synchronicities are going to show up. They cannot not. You're the creator of your universe. They have to show. The only thing you have to do is know it and look for it, and they'll be there.
Gotcha.
Excellent. And will you call to share?
Sure.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Because I know it's possible. I'm living proof of this. Truly, I am living proof of this. Feel good?
Absolutely.
Outstanding. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for being here.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Namaste, my brother. Okay, this operation is timed out. What does that mean? I don't know what that means. Okay, all right, we have another caller. Area code 313, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm not doing so good. That's why I called you.
Okay. What's your name?
My name is Debbie.
Debbie,
and
okay.
I'm calling from Detroit, Michigan.
Okay.
And I was just sitting here I was about to cry, but I was like, no, let me find somebody to talk to. And I just feel like my life has just been like somebody grabbed it and is like holding it.
Okay.
If that makes any sense to you.
Holding it up or holding it like strangling you?
Yeah, like strangling, like, okay. It's just like they grabbed all my life, you know, the good things, and just like squoze them out. And lately I've just been walking around like, where am I? You know, where is the real me? What happened?
Okay.
Yeah, so, but I was listening to the last caller and, I need to flip some things. I know I did.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because our conditioning we are not our conditioning. And, you know, God bless our parents and our teachers you know, because I'm assuming just from your voice and my sense of it that you've been on the planet a good couple of decades and plus.
Yeah,
you know,
like
and I say that with no insult. I say that simply meaning.
Oh no, it's cool. I've been here 42 years. My birthday is in December. I'll be 42.
Okay, 42 years, right? So, you know, 40 years ago, we didn't have, you know, blog talk radios. We didn't have Ghost Whisperer and the medium, and you know what I'm saying. We
right.
had We were just coming out, you know, 42 years ago. All right, so we were 20 years. We essentially were raised by people who were Ozzie and Harriet, which we already get was just a crock of shit, to be honest. You know, it was everybody was pretending to be happy. But, you know, the female had not, the goddess clearly had not awakened in the sense of, I mean, they were still had us, you know, we're at home and, or we're nurses, we're teachers.
Right. Yeah, yeah, and
so,
my mom was a housewife. And,
exactly.
But they, you know, I perceived that they were happy. For African-American family, I can say we were like a premier happy family.
Okay.
Thank God. You know, thank God. We were pretty happy for, like I said, African-American family. My dad was successful. And I thank God for that. And so that's why I probably am so, like, what's going on with my life right now? Because I came from such a good background. Not perfect, because we know everybody got these idiosyncrasies.
We're talking about people here, not machines.
Right. Yeah, but we know they had, you know, everybody had issues, but, you know, I'm just thinking, okay, where am I supposed to be right now? That's really the main question.
Okay, is that the question? Because, just so you know, I totally honor that, you know, you came from a good family. I did as well. But the thing that they couldn't give us, simply because it wasn't in their awareness, was where we are now is, it's no longer about materialism being our standard of success.
Right.
This is an inside job now. This is about the virtues. And I'm not saying your family wasn't virtuous. My father always had an integrity. I mean, my house burned down, and he built this house with the construction guy on a handshake. You know, and we live in an $800,000 house, meaning but what he didn't teach me was, okay, well, what am I supposed to do when my world goes topsy-turvy because my soul has awakened within me and says, okay, we're not really interested in, you know, careers and handbags and shoes. Now I want you to go run around naked in the woods. You know, it's like, okay,
exactly.
And I went, well, who prepared me for this? Not a whole lot of adults in my life had prepared me because they had never experienced it.
Not
to the degree we're experiencing it.
Yeah, it's like, okay, my mom never told me, okay, I feel like I'm a goddess, and I'm around these people now, and it's like, okay, well, we don't want to hear about your goddess stuff, you know.
Right.
You know, we don't want to hear about your new thought patterns, your unity readings. We don't want to hear about that. We go to the Baptist church. This is what we believe, and that's it.
Right.
And I'm like, whoa.
Right. See, now that's where they, and like I said, it wasn't about withholding information. There was a frequency on the planet then that they loved us to the max of the frequency, but the frequency has expanded and the frequency has intensified. So where our parents and clergy and religions left off, now it's about sovereignty. Now it's about taking care of self. And your reading totally is about this. Okay, I did the cards based on what do you need to know right now? This is an amazing, God bless tonight. Okay, so the first card is the traveling card. The traveling card has a sun overlooking mountain peaks. What the traveling card is saying in its simplest message is, this is about the journey, not the destination. And the more comfortable we get, see, now remember too that the consciousness from which we're growing out of was all about the destination. I mean, our careers were about a goal. Going to school was about a goal. Getting married and having 2.7 kids, that's a goal. Everything was goal oriented. The traveling card begs us to see that this inner journey, there's not demarcations like there were in that other reality.
Wow.
This is much more fluid, and we have to become fluid in order to master it. Because if we continue to hold on, look at it this way. It's like dropping a bucket of water in the ocean and then going, well, where's my water? We're becoming so much more than we were in this expansion that which we believed was our goals then are limitations and strangulations right now.
Whoa.
We have to surrender those the goal-oriented mind and trust that you are completely taken care of, as you know, because you've been taken care of your entire experience. So you have that wonderful confidence behind you. Whether you know it or not, you created your life up until this point, even though it didn't seem that way then, but you were. And in all of your brilliance, you picked a family that was loving and that was supportive. Know that it was you that made those conscious choices, and that you can make those conscious choices now, even though it goes in defiance, so to speak, of that family belief. Trust in self.
Well, how did I? Okay.
So there's now. Wait till you hear the other two cards. This is hot. Okay. So the next card is creativity, and it is this beautiful girl with, she's holding it looks like a green earth over the moon. So it's a crescent moon, which I think there's a crescent moon out tonight. She's got stars in her hair. There's water flowing. There's spirals. There's lotus flowers, but the lotus flower is closed, which tells me that you're probably doing more left brain things than the right brain. The right side of the brain is where our creativity and intuition comes in.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to creatively express yourself, whether it can be anything. And remember, when we're doing things to creatively express ourselves, it's not about, I'm making this to sell. And it's not about, you know, does this look like a train? Does this look like a bunch of apples sitting on the table? It's the art of being creative. It doesn't matter what you're producing. That's focusing on the destination.
Mm-hmm.
In the journey of creativity, it's just enjoy. I'm painting because I feel so amazing to paint. Or I'm singing because I want to just express my voice. What are some of your passions creatively that you've maybe thought about but haven't really expressed?
Well, I just recently went to check on taking a class where they can teach you step by step to paint.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you can just
so now, and I see now, okay.
I cannot paint.
No, but Deb, in creativity, there is no I can't.
But
there
I am. That was my thing. I want to.
Yeah. Paint, yeah. Don't look to paint, what is it, I don't know the terms in painting, but don't look to paint exact paintings.
Mm-hmm.
Put color to paper. Express emotions. Express joy. Get big brushes, get little brushes, get different colors. Mix colors together like you're mixing energies. Do it do it outside. Did you ever see the movie The Notebook?
Mm-mm.
There's a part in the movie where she's sitting out on her deck, naked, painting. And, you know, I don't know where you live, but meaning it's about just literally just indulge in the expression of the creativity with no concern for the product. The product, if you can surrender to the creativity in the product, is the joy. It's an energy. You're literally infusing it with energy. And this is what I was kind of trying to get through, but it's happening easier with you. And hopefully my friend Tom, who's listening, whenever we do something, infusing it in our joy,
mm-hmm.
literally people can feel that. It's tangible. How do I know? this radio show, which is absolutely my passion, I've had healings happen on this show simply because I'm expressing my own healings, and I'm doing it in joy. You know, I'll talk about the dirt, and I'll talk about the shadow side of myself because it can help somebody else heal. Okay, then bravo. Yeah. I'll show you my underbelly, you know, pimples and all, because in my passion, it serves a purpose to help somebody else. That's what the painting will do. Paint with passion. Don't paint to be perfect. Paint outside the line, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And I promise you, things will move in your life. The strangling is because your soul is inside you wanting this painting to happen just for the expression of it. It must come. It's an energy that must be birthed in this dimension. Even if you just go and pick up watercolors for $2, you know, the ones the kids use?
Right.
And a piece of notebook, you know, and a notebook pad? It does not have to be elaborate. It just has to be. Birth it.
Yeah.
And you will birth the new you. Because the last card, my friend, is the inner voice.
Oh.
I mean, your soul wants to speak to you, and in the joy of painting, not in the product, in the joy itself of painting, you'll get insights to all aspects of your experience, all aspects of your life.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
It's an amazing read.
Whoa. Well, I feel better.
Okay.
I do, because I was feeling a little like, you know, because I want to, my passion is like teaching. I like to teach spiritual principles.
Okay.
And lately,
then live them.
That's been my joy. That's been my, I guess my, I don't know the word, dichotomy, or that's been the
okay,
the,
yes, yes. That is in your energetic dynamic. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
It's like I'm in all this tradition and I can flourish in it, but then I got this new thought information that I really like. It's like, okay, hey, cool over here. And it's like I'm trying to see where am I going to be able to give all this information and it be comfortable, or should I just
from the
give
heart.
It and wherever it falls.
Well, exactly. Because just so you know, too, the inner voice card has two dolphins.
Oh, I love dolphins.
Yeah, so I would say maybe sit by the beach, even if it's winter. I mean, I have sat by many a beach, snuggled up in, you know, a poncho, a blanket on a, you know, and I love it because there's nobody there. It's like literally I have the beach to myself and the waves are coming in. And there, you know, you bring, like I said, I mean, literally, I'm a nanny. I have made works of art with the little watercolor, you know, that cost $1.99 from CVS.
Right.
That, you know, I'll literally go to the kids, come on, let's go paint. And they're like, Goldie. And I'm like, no. Goldie needs to express. And,
right.
I mean, we'll be up there for 3 hours. I won't even know time has gone by. It's just poof. Time is, it's timeless. When you're in that joy, you're in timelessness, and what you're going to teach is how to feel joyful without having any expectations, there's no goal. The goal, because in the moment, there is no goals in our moment anymore. We're leaving linear time to live in a space where it's purely spontaneous, it's miraculous when we accept it. And from your reading, you're primed to accept this right now. You are really, you know, the strangling is, you know, the pressure to just be there. It's, you're there. Now just allow yourself to be there. Just allow it.
Yeah. I think I've been in this relationship, and the guy still lives with me, but he's supposed to be moving. And that just brought me so much I don't know, anger. We just keep hitting each other. And it's all because of, you know, my new thought patterns. I'm like, okay, I don't believe in that anymore. And he still does. And so it's like we just bumping. heads, I mean, just, and it's like, okay, you got to hear up and move. And then
right.
a little bit of peace in me is like, oh, but I don't want to live by myself. And so it's like, you know, this big circle. But I know I want a fulfilling relationship with somebody that's free like me.
Well, I can promise you that, I mean, and I know this from experience. Mm-hmm. When you're at the space that you're at, the fulfilling mm-hmm. relationship you're going to find is self.
Mm-hmm.
And, Deb, when you find that relationship, every relationship from that point forward is a beautiful experience because it doesn't come from need. It comes
right.
from I'm filled and all my cup overflow. I mean, I go to the woods to get my love. No, this is what I tell my friends. I go to the woods to get my love. I go to the woods to get my doctor visits because there's absolute health in joy. I go to the woods to get my my lawyer in the sense of when I'm in a clear mind, my intuition guides me that it just keeps me straight from any kind of legal situations. I can easily avoid any mishaps because my intuition is so clearly like 15 feet around me that anything that comes into my experience that's out of balance, I'm either aware of and I can walk away. You know, there's just the power of clarity. So
right.
I go for that. I go into the woods and I get my messages from the galactics, the shamanic, the trees, the wind, Mother Earth herself, who is just absolutely, if there's any relationship I would tell people and encourage highly to cultivate right now, it is the relationship with Earth. Because what's happening on the planet or to the planet itself is absolutely in tune to what's happening to our physical beings as well. And to tune into that relationship, it's like having, you know, the mother aspect back. And I'm not saying she replaces our physical mothers because she's bigger than our physical mother. She gets it because she's going through it. And when you have Mother Earth support, you don't feel unloved. You don't feel lonely. You know what I mean? There's strength. It's goddess. It really, I mean, it's goddess where, it's goddess with a capital G-O-D-D-E-S-S. Right? I mean, it's,
right.
You know,
oh,
I mean, you make choices from a place of strength. It really
right.
is a strength.
Oh, I think my phone going to click off on you.
Okay. All right, listen. Call in and share what it felt like when you painted, please. Anytime, any show, I don't care.
I am definitely going to call you back.
That's my girl. All right, you have an absolutely amazing night. Thank
okay,
you so much
thanks.
For calling.
Great. Bye.
All right. Bye now. Okay. Area code 860, you're on the air. Hello?
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 Yeah.
How are you?
All right, and yourself?
Oh, you know I'm having a good time.
Yeah, I like it.
This is amazing. This is amazing. So, what's your name?
Al.
Okay, Al, do you have a specific question for tonight?
No, just what the
no?
Heck,
you
what,
just
what has the universe has intent for me?
Okay. Let me shuffle the cards. Okay. What does the universe want Al to know? Okay. All right, from left to right. The first card is courage. In this card, it's really an amazing card. I've picked this card before. The way Osho expresses courage is he shows a flower. Actually, it's two flowers and these leaves growing out of stone, which is, for me, so eloquent a way, the courage to grow
what apparently looks like barren. And you should see the flowers radiating this gold hue around it, you know, around the flower, the leaf. But it's coming out of stone. So, again, like I've been telling my callers, we have belief systems that are simply, the analogy I could use would be like a computer. They're outdated. It's like putting in a program from 1974, I don't even know if there were computers around there, from 1985 into a, you know, Windows 7 computer. And courage is to know that the feelings that you have inside are worthy and are valuable. The feelings that are taking you into the new you. Your second card is a beautiful card. It's funny because I always say it looks like me. It's the card of patience. And there's this like heavy-set woman holding her belly. She looks pregnant. And what's interesting is they have all the cycles of the moon above her head in rainbow colors. Patience is the card that says, I'm doing the inner work before, and knowing that I'm doing the inner work, I'm open that I might not see it on the outside yet. But I'm still doing the inner work, trusting that when the divine timing is right, that which I've done on the inside will show up on the outside. Because, and it's an interesting card too, because it's pregnant. The woman is pregnant.
Yeah.
Pregnancy is not just a quote-unquote female genders thing. We're all masculine and we're all feminine. So pregnancy is about, you know, birthing a new self. And what's interesting is the courage card came before the pregnancy card. So it's almost like you already have the courage to be impregnated. Now it's a matter of supporting the pregnancy. You can't, you know, you would never, you know, expect a child to be born in 4 months. The gestation period is 9 months.
Right.
When it comes to spiritual awakening, have you had your spiritual awakening?
No.
Okay, well, maybe that's what you're birthing. Because the spiritual awakening is, do you feel different? Do you, do you feel like things are changing around you?
Yeah.
Do you feel a part of that change or outside of that change?
Mix. Sometimes I feel like I'm part of it, sometimes I don't. Right now.
Okay. Because also, your third card is We Are the World. And it's got like about, I don't know, 26, 30 people all holding hands. It looks like they're joyfully dancing all around a physical world in rainbow colors with like a galactic picture, you know, stars in a universe. Outside of the people, so it's like you're part of the world. You know, you're very much representing what the world is going through right now. And you know, it's interesting because courage in this new consciousness is not about a warrior's courage. In the old consciousness, might was right. So it was very much about, you know, courage was the shield and the sword. Courage in the new consciousness that's birthing itself on the planet is about the virtues. It's about having the strength to be compassionate, having the power. Well, put it this way. There's an illusion. People think to destroy something is very powerful. I mean, that's clearly what, you know, most of the governments around the planet express. You know, you're powerful if you have the bomb, and therefore, you know, we have to walk on tiptoe, so to speak, around you. True power is having the ability to destroy and choosing not to. That's true power. Because power is about creation. Everything in the universe is about being created. Nothing in the universe, from a natural point of view, destroys itself. Nothing. The only thing that does that is us in the third dimension in our illusion. But things don't destroy because it's just an unnatural process. As Bashar put it, in order to expand into our whole being, we have to be willing to integrate. What's the opposite of integrate? To separate. Separation is the illusion. Integration is what we're doing, is what the planet's doing, is what consciousness is doing, what the world is doing. And to have the courage to do that is, you know, it's quite rebellious when right now everybody's kind of running around waving their weapons, especially for a man. You know, our culture very much says, you know, in order to be strong and feared, that's the way you want to go. I mean, you know, you want to be feared, and it's like, no, you don't want to be feared. You want to be respected.
Right.
And if you look to, you know, any of the martial arts, which really is the defining, pardon?
Strength is, if you got it, like what strength is and things, you come in, you got to face a fight. That's like martial arts teaches you. It takes more strength to walk away from a fight than it is to get into a fight.
Exactly. Because, and it's the nature of the consciousness that is being birthed on the planet right now. And the fact that you have the patience card, it comes from a frequency. And our frequency is determined by our belief systems, by our thoughts, by our actions. You want your actions to be consistently of the expanded type, which are, think of the virtues, compassionate, trusting, respectful, honorable, the stuff that makes you feel good, unconditionally loving. These are the new weapons, so to speak. These are the new strengths of our world today. And the thing about it is, it's not about, you know, it's, you don't have to take my, you don't have to, you know, it's not because I say so. This is the universe is at a space where we are in a transformational space. The entire cosmos, forget just the universe, the entire cosmos is in the midst of this transformation. And it's basically a matter of you can get on board and be transformed, or you can go kicking and fighting. You can die, become part of the non-physical world, and then become aware of the transformation that's happening. It's really it's a very personal choice. But in order to survive and thrive and experience great magical, miraculous moments, there's a demand for it to be virtuous, for all of us to become virtuous. And it's like you can't lie to the universe, because one of the laws of the universe is what we put in is what we get back. So if we push our way, if we manipulate our way through life, life is going to manipulate us. If we push, life will push back. And it's not from judgment that I say this. This is the way it works. This is the nature of reality. And that's what we're all starting to become aware of, that, you know, it's not about looking for the differences in who we are. It's about looking for the similarities. It's not about looking for the weaknesses. It's about looking for our strengths, because everything that we desire, heaven on earth, already exists. I mean, it's in a world, a parallel universe, that already exists right now. Our job is to become the frequency to experience it. The earth is choosing that frequency of heaven on earth. So by proxy, everything on her has to choose that frequency, because we can't survive in a lower frequency than the planet we live on. That's why the chaos is coming, because, well, the chaos is here. The chaos is about, as she raises her vibration in expansion, I got the hit today when I was at the reservoir. The water was very low today. And one of the things I noticed, that because the shoreline of where the water came up was like 25, 30 feet out from where it normally is, I got to see all like the rocks and basically the terrain that's normally underwater.
Right.
And I totally got the hit that, see, that's what's happening right now as Earth raises her frequency. We're starting to see what's underneath the conditioned emotions. Because we've been conditioned to, you know, don't cry. Don't cry, I'll give you something to cry about. That would be how we conditioned the boys. And the girls we conditioned were, you know, it's not very ladylike to get angry. Don't get angry. Don't yell. Keep your composure, you know. Or even worse, some people were told to be seen and not heard.
Yeah.
You know, keep your mouth shut, period. You know, these are all conditionings that created emotions for us that ultimately didn't feel good. And what's happening is the planet expands her frequency to reach the fifth dimension. It's exposing all of that underneath ourselves. And so the new courage is about feeling those emotions, but not blaming anything or anyone for it. It's in us, and it's up to us to transmute, transform, transcend those emotions, which are just belief systems that were put into us as children. That's all they are. Change the belief, and the experience will change as well. In fact, I heard something today on one of my channelings that I've been listening to lately, Barbara Maciniak, talking about, I just had it and I lost it. How funny. Talking about what we're doing right now is actually, in the frequency we're in, we are rewriting our histories, personal as well as planetary. Because by rewriting the history through through the charge we get emotionally, we are able to put ourselves in a new trajectory in our now moment, which ultimately will lead us to a new future. But we are actually changing our past. Now, I can tell you, I know I've done this. Like, I have, I can remember that I was molested as a kid, but I can't tell you, I don't feel it anywhere in my body anymore. I mean, I used to feel that tremendously, and I don't anymore. I speak of it because I know it happened to me, but more and more, that's not a part of who I am. And that's, I have gone in, and I still have belief systems to go in to do, but I have gone in and flipped belief systems, which in turn have shifted and changed my history. Because you said inevitably we won't even remember our history being this dark as a planet, because everyone bar none has to do this, because we're part of the planet. As long as the planet is raising her frequency, we have to raise our frequency or get out of body. You know, that's just the nature of physics and how it works. Even though, you know what, I'd like to read what Osho writes about courage. I mean, does this feel right to you?
Yeah.
Okay. The seed cannot know what is going to happen. The seed has never known the flower. And the seed cannot even believe that he has the potentiality to become a beautiful flower. Long is the journey, and it is always safer not to go on that journey because unknown is the path. Nothing is guaranteed. Nothing can be guaranteed. 1,001 are the hazards of the journey. Many are the pitfalls, and the seed is secure, hidden inside a hard core. But the seed tries. It makes an effort. It drops the hard shell, which is its security. It starts moving. Immediately the fight starts, the struggle with the soil, with the stones, with the rocks. And the seed was very hard, and the sprout will be very, very soft, and dangers will be many. There was no danger for the seed. The seed could have survived for millennia. But for the sprout, many are the dangers. But the sprout starts towards the unknown, towards the sun, towards the source of light, not knowing where, not knowing why. Great is the cross to be carried, but a dream possesses the seed, and the seed moves. The same is the path for man. It is arduous. Much courage will be needed. Does that resonate for you?
Yeah, hard times and soft times, so.
Pardon?
Yeah, hard times and easy times and things, yeah.
Right, well, and having the courage to, you know, like I was saying to the woman, this isn't about goals anymore. This is about living in the moment and following your joy. Mm-hmm. And following our joy, believe it or not, can be one of the most challenging things to do. Because when our belief system is still programmed from the old consciousness, it can seem upside down and mixed up. That's why it's important too to be conscious, to go in, say, what would I have to believe? If there's a circumstance that you're experiencing that doesn't feel good, explore the beliefs around it, because that's what can help you flip those beliefs. First, own the belief, then flip the belief. Then no, just the act of owning it and flipping it, your life has changed, and look for the new belief to show up as synchronicity in your life. Look for it because it'll show up. Expect it because it'll show up. All righty?
Yep. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for calling, Al.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Yep. Welcome. Bye.
Bye now. Okay. All right. Oh, wait. Hey, let me get this. Why isn't this working? Okay. Area code 250 from Canada. You're on the air.
Hello, Golden Hawk. This is Jade. I'm calling from the mountains of BC here. And,
excellent. Hi, Jade.
Hey. Good to... see you or hear you and hear your show. That's great. I love the insight I just got with your insight in the last reader there, or the last guest. And I just have a question, which is this year has been pretty big, a lot going on, 2010, fresh slate it seems, and a lot of really benevolent and great energies are coming through that are available to us. And we're like little conduits, and, you know, a lot of the circuitry is going, and I agree, it's just like about being with it and witnessing it and looking at what's around it. And I'm wondering if you have any suggestion for particularly anchoring in order to, I guess, support the process of discernment, as so much is in flux, and we are really walking into the void creatively, whether in general or particularly individually.
Well, I mean, for me, the anchoring that continues to come up for me is always ground into the planet. Ground, 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 ground. Because there was actually a statement that came up recently that I heard that said, we're going to have our feet how did she put it? Our consciousness will be at the top of the universe, and our feet will be firmly planted in the ground.
Nice. Nice.
Exactly.
So we're feeling some of that stretching, maybe the in between, that maybe things have been contracted and so on, and it's working it out, but we're supported if we're willing to do that.
Exactly. It excellently said. Exactly.
So keep doing our yoga.
Yoga, absolutely. And again, nature. Nature is this, like, she's like the unsung hero for all of us.
Yeah, the ultimate.
You know, and it's not like we have to go out and buy nature. Just go outside and lay on something that's grassy or leafy or, you know what I mean? It's like, because another good way to ground, too, is the breathing is so incredibly powerful. Powerful in its presence. Very powerful. So,
and free again. Yeah, wonderful. Great. I like that. I'm going to hang on to that visual. I like that, the feet in the ground and your tips of your hair in the universe.
Yeah.
Perfect. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Thanks so much. Have a great rest of the show.
Wait. You don't want a reading? I'm happy to do a reading if you want.
Oh, okay. All right. Great. Sure.
Yeah, of course. There's always little nuances that we can get from readings.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So, okay. All right, interesting. Okay, so the first card is letting go.
Okay.
And it's a beautiful card of a drop of water falling off a leaf into a pond or something below with the ripples going out.
Mm.
And for me, when I see this, it's letting go is such it's an exquisite process of simplicity. And that which we hold on to is the complication.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning the process itself of holding on is just the mind, you know, at work going, don't do that. You know, we got to figure it out. Let's put this in alignment and figure it. And, you know, one of the things I've learned so eloquently lately from listening to a lot of galactic channelers and stuff is that our higher mind is our organizing principle. The human brain and the human aspect, part of the consciousness, is only here to do the work, so to speak, but it's not here to, it doesn't conceive of ideas, ever.
Right.
Not a single idea has come out of the brain. The brain just interprets vibrations in this density. So when we're holding on, and what were we taught and conditioned? Basically, the whole, you know, first part of life, whatever that is. Because I get the sense you're young. Are you in your 20s?
No, I'm 43.
Oh, you got young energy, sweetheart. That's hot. Yes, good energy. And it's your Canadians. I love you, Canadians.
And the fact that I
have children. and there is just, ever since Michael Moore did the movie about how fearful we are here and how relaxed you guys are in Canada, my whole thing has been, I'm moving to Canada someday. I am. I'm going to live there someday. I know I am.
I think it's just relative to the spaciousness and population density and proximity to nature, too. There's more room for nature.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I agree. But it's funny how it balanced itself out like that. You know what
That's
I'm saying?
Right.
There's no coincidence.
And you stimulate us. Yeah, we get too slack sometimes. So, yeah, we're good neighbors.
Yeah, exactly. You are good neighbors. Hands down, I agree with that. Hands up, actually. Yahoo! Okay, so letting go is really the process of the breath and, you know, and like we said, just connecting, trusting, and you seem very aware of that. So that seems
simple. I love it.
Simple.
Yeah, that's great. The higher mind is in the driver's seat. And the other one, you can... It's like putting it in a, you know, an empty room and watching it go nuts sometimes, but it just needs to do what it needs to do to unwind, and I think we're collectively doing that, and just the trust, you know.
Yeah,
we're all
absolutely.
Having to walk forward together here into the void. So scared sacred, I heard it, but that was a movie, we're scared sacred, we don't know where we're going, but we just have to get back aligned with that. So, yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Nice to speak with you. I really appreciate your perspective.
No. Okay, wait. We got two more cards.
Stick
around for a second.
Two more.
I'm
like
doing
that.
Three card readings.
Yeah.
So, well, you're fabulous too. I can listen to you all night. The next card is going with the flow, and it's, you know, it's this exquisite being. It definitely looks like it's ocean waters, very relaxed on its back. Got one hand over under its head. you know, the obvious going with the flow. Now, this is the reason why I wanted you to stick around on the phone is because your first two cards are exquisite. I know you get this. Now, here's something that I think might be bringing something to your awareness, and I wanted you to have this awareness, which is the third card is the outsider.
Mm-hmm.
And the outsider is a little boy looking through a gate that is chained up, but the lock itself is clearly unlocked.
Ah.
It's like a latch key, you know, the old click locks.
Mm-hmm.
So in all of your wisdom, you know, we all, my whole goal is always to know, bring something to light, because then flow will be there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like you, and anybody who's been at the work, so to speak, for me, it's like, God, bring it on, because this is the life of transformation. This is the lifetime, because, you know, again, this might not even be in this physical aspect, this outsider. This might be, because of the work you're doing, another aspect of you feeling left out. So which is, for me, I get from the outsider, the little boy is going, how come I can't go inside there?
Ah, not, right. And the gate's
not even
yet.
Noticing that he can.
It's
available.
Yeah. It's beautiful. It's perfect. All aspects of, you know, kind of my most core question, essentially, I really appreciate, the work you're doing with your show and your voice, because, you know, you spoke directly and intuitively to my most certain sort of, can we just allow and, let all this benevolence be, you know, that's upon us.
Yeah.
And I think that's the biggest challenge, like you said. So, yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And I love the water element, too. I'm a water sign. So, yeah, beautiful.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. sit with the water. And you're already there. This is about us now becoming literally galactics.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We're going beyond planetary here. I can clearly feel that. This isn't about, you know, you figuring it out with your mom and your sister. This is we're going into past lives, future lives. We're really starting to become experienced that we are more than just one body. We're more than one time frame.
Mm-hmm.
And because the work we're doing in this lifetime, it's kind of like there's a bit more of a load in us because we can handle in this lifetime to clear many lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so I honor the journey, Jade, totally, because I got it too.
Right on.
I raise my hand and say, yes, I have, you know, and it's not a burden because, you know what, this is the lifetime to unify every aspect as one. And in that unification, we are, you know, we are creating a reality that we, you know, it's actually beyond our imagination. Where we're going, we can't even imagine, which for me, who have, you know, I've been a child all my life.
Mm-hmm.
I just chose not to grow up on many levels. And I'm going, life beyond what I can imagine, like, that is like, okay, I'm in. What do I have to do? And what we have to do is what we've been doing.
Go for it.
Yeah.
And then when we collectively align, first of all, the world becoming aware of itself, and then when we are, you know, collectively focused, our intent, I sat with a Mayan elder in the last few years, and he was saying it's going to be a bit of a rocky road here these next few years and so on, but then we will increasingly see that the manifestation of that collective intent. And then imagine if we're all focusing on a, you know, certain area. It's happening now, and there's a critical mass that's landed. So this is the exciting time. So hey,
exactly.
We're hanging on right now.
Exactly. And Jay, truth be told, what you just said, I believe these next 2 years, 2011 to 2012, mass consciousness is going to experience their fears.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is really important for us to know, to be in the world and not of the world, because we're not.
Yes, so, and very related to that question of anchoring. And I'm even standing out right outside right now. I live on, there's 4 hours of solid wilderness behind my back here. And
sweet.
It's really beautiful to be here. And I love sharing that with the world. And as much as everything's going on, it is what anchors me, because no matter what I hear or read or come across, I can go out and lie by the stream or do my yoga.
Exactly. Yeah. Because it is Mother Earth that will tell us, through our connection with her, where we're supposed to be when calamities hit, including right in the middle of it. I mean, there's no right or wrong space, but Gaia knows our footsteps. She knows our signatures. And wherever we're supposed to be, because we're connected, we'll hear that message. And that is, for me, a confidence that just, people are, with the preparing of the disasters and all this, we're going to DEFCON 3, DEFCON 4, and I'm like, listen, I'll know what to do when I need to do it, and I trust that.
Yeah,
including
let us be our guide, but
exactly.
We all have a part of steering this ship, so defeat us to accept any, forced vision or anything. Hey, we're all dreaming the dream, so.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I'll be honest with you, those who have done the work are definitely, our light shines where we have the potential of, those that are in fear, our light is more intense than, as we get more confident in our own beingness, we can cancel out fear like, 1,000 to 1, if not even more.
Mm-hmm.
So truly know that it is the way showers and the light workers who are genuinely bringing in the planet. So even though there's 6 million, kicking and screaming, it's Armageddon, there could be 100 that are bringing in the potential of heaven on earth, and that is what is going to be experienced for anybody who chooses it, including the people kicking and screaming, but meaning we really do have a tremendous amount of influence in this is what this new power is. The new power is to bring in the light. That is the new power. Genuinely to bring it in.
Absolutely.
Rock and roll system.
And gritting it up just like this call and
exactly.
All the good things, the community, global community online and so on, all of us.
Yeah, are you on Facebook?
I am, we're friends.
We're connected.
I was cooking my dinner by candlelight here, and I thought, I noticed that, so that invitation, thank you, I thought that was really sweet, so yeah, this is the bridging, so.
Excellent.
Yes. All right. Well,
oh, Jake, you made my night, sweetheart. That's outstanding. Shoot me something on Facebook just so I can get a picture of you. I'm on the air and it's hard for me at this point, but I love it. I love that because never have I felt so connected physically to the human being than I am since I've joined Facebook. I mean, and I mean that so genuinely.
It brings back the traditional, you get up as a community in the morning, you share dreams, you share visions, and then you go about your day. It all comes from there, the higher, whatever you want to call that. But, it's all integrated, but that comes through. We share and with each other, and that's really the purpose and the way I like to, use it and perceive it. And I love seeing what's out there, and we get inspired, and it's challenging what we see, but you see it moving forward, and people the hope, and we keep going, so yeah.
Yeah, and it's actual change. I mean, there are people that are living this. I don't have so many, quote-unquote, in my neighbors, and I shouldn't say that. I really don't know my neighbors. But, I mean, in my town, I live in a very affluent area, and God bless affluence. If there's anything that's going to kill spirituality, it's a little money. It's crazy.
Yep.
It's crazy, but
yes, yep.
And Facebook absolutely brought and because Bashar says that hope is actually a negative because it's almost like.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
It's like the threat of trying.
Yes.
It's not a knowing.
Right.
And so on Facebook, I'm always like, listen, we have to watch where, because see, hope is saying something outside of us is going to do this for us.
Yeah.
We're doing it.
Right.
Now,
even
we have
course
support.
Of refining. Sorry, go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
Well, I meant that in the context, too, that we each have a piece of, say, the collective challenge or even pain body. And sometimes we do, it's like if we're walking through the dark, we can't quite see. And then simultaneously, you know, our hands are held by, you know, the light that's being broadcast.
Exactly.
You know, when you come across something challenging, you
yes.
can't help but feeling go there, empathize, and so on. But you can transmute and move through. And the more rapid that gets when you see, the skills that people are sharing and people just putting it out there, you know, that's really what we're doing. It's like the collective brain or being or spiritual trust there, and we're all pouring into it. So it's really phenomenal. So
and we have to remember, we are the ones we've been waiting for. There's no Messiah. There's no Christ. There's no whatever. And I'm not saying that there isn't that in consciousness, but the second coming of Christ is that we are the second coming of Christ. We're the Christed beings, and that's what most of the planet, you know, they're like, you know, I'll just sit here and wait. It's like, no, there is no sitting here and waiting. It's transformation now. You know,
absolutely.
Do the work because, and they're so afraid to go. Like one of the things I got recently, in fact, it was yesterday, I actually posted it and then I pulled it. I had put something up like, if everybody could feel the pain that another being was feeling, then that pain would become the motivation to change who we were. And I posted a picture of, there was a naked Iraqi prisoner.
Oh, yes. I commented or I liked that. Yeah, it was a beautiful, the contrast is, it was very strong. Very beautiful,
I'll be honest with you, though, I try to only post that which I want. You know, it was like, I was feeling really dark, to be quite honest. And I ended up pulling it because, I apologize, I didn't mean to take something off that you, because I try, it's like the minute it's commented on, I don't normally pull it. But I felt that I was coming from the space of, I kind of tapped into mass consciousness, and it's like where they're blaming whoever and whatever. If they would just go underneath their feelings or underneath their conditioning, I'm sorry, underneath their conditioning to their feelings, that pain that they're afraid to feel would motivate them effortlessly to wake up. To wake up to their God-Christed consciousness and say, oh, you mean I'm creating all of this myself and I can change it? At, you know, with a simple awareness of what am I believing and make a focus of following joy and playfulness as a priority instead of something that I, you know, pencil in every 3 months. It's like, you know, these are so simple, but until somebody feels what it's like to be doing that, you know, because feelings are, this is the magical journey into spirituality, our feelings. That it's the key, because the head will keep us in war.
Right.
Our hearts will say, no more war, because I don't like how it feels. So, you know,
right.
You know, and I know it sounds so simple when I speak to somebody at your level of consciousness, and yet, you know, it's still, you know, I just like confirming for us, if we continue to feel, even though one other thing that's coming up, and I don't know if I'm saying this for you or somebody that just needs to hear it, even through the archive, the more expanded we become, we expand into the awareness that there is a lot of darkness out there. But that doesn't mean because we're aware of that darkness that we have to live a life of darkness. You know, I'm aware that there's darkness, and I'm aware that I can go to the woods and feel fantastic.
Right.
And not take that with me.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, a lot of people on this journey believe that once we start, you know, once I start ascending, it's going to be angels and clouds and, you know, harps, you know, and, you know, that's just not, that's only half the picture. That's true. It is a lot of that, but it's also in this particular space. When we awaken to it and become expanded, there is tremendous amounts of pain and suffering and agony. And if we're aware of it, we can, you know, not just throw light on it, but we can help others understand the journey. Because I really believe we're awakening from the same journey they're in for the purpose to help them show it can be done. I mean, there are people out there that believe whatever you believe, that's your lot in life. You know, you got to go to the grave believing what, like that beliefs can't be changed. And it's like, so limited in that. It's like, of course you can change what you believe. I mean, for me, I'm like, are you, you know, that's like saying there's no water on the planet.
Yeah, that's the attachment brought on by fear, you know, not leaping into the void, being a bit of a spiritual base jumper, as I say it takes, sometimes.
Spiritual base
jumper, yeah. A lot of my friends are, it seems, you know, just, and just to connect on that one thing again, bringing back to that beautiful visual about the feet in the earth and the, you know, your fingertips in the stars and or in the universe, is that consensually among health practitioners, medical, you know, allopathic, alternative, it's been established. It's, you know, it's very simple and obvious, but that all dis-ease, all the manner of stuckness, et cetera, has to do with the running of energy. We're all, you know, we're all conduits for energy and motion in the body. And so something that came to me at a yogi tea bag, those little advice they give there on the little tea bags. And
Hey, God bless wherever you get it from.
Yeah, you know, it comes from everywhere, right? But
exactly.
let intuition and consciousness be your guide. I think that it, rather than emotion or the emotion, energy and motion of the day, you know, it comes along and so on, but just to be with it, witness it, and then to ultimately, you know, it needs to flow. So let intuition and consciousness be the ground and guide, you know, the base of the sea, I guess, if you will, a visual, you know, while it may be rough, the waters up top or whatever, not to get caught up there, you know, tossing around with the emotions of the moment. Because we all are connected to globally. I can be here totally removed of my little forest, but I'm not disconnected from what's going on, you know, all over the planet, you know, in the human story as having a human body of the earth. So just that we can transmute that, just be grounding our intuition and consciousness and allow the emotions to flow, you know, let them be, sometimes even being comfortable with being accepting the humanness of emotion and being, you know, can I
absolutely
be with
acceptance
that?
Is that's another key. Absolutely. Because if we're not accepting it, then that's a part of self we're not accepting.
And
how can we integrate how can we integrate our past and our future if we can't even integrate our present? Because that's where it's all happening, in the now.
Yeah, exactly.
Truly. I want to ask you a question, because we don't have any more callers, and I got 3 minutes, and I've actually had like 8 minutes, and I said, okay, I'm taking Jade all the way home with me. So if you're open to it, you're fabulous, and you're a fabulous way for me to end the show, but... Do you channel? Do you have what can we plug about you, babe? I want to share something because you're exquisite. So let's share.
You're welcome. Well, I do that a lot in the context of writing or it's services in my studio that I share when I step into town. I believe I'm coming to realize this more. I was quite nomadic for quite some time and not really kind of grounded down. Now I've been very rooted for a number of years, and I have a studio and practice, and I have a number of different things I offer to there to do is, you know, it's kind of a little hub where people come there already quite knowledgeable with different skills and so on, and so we just build on those. And so I'm really just in the moment with what crosses my path, channel, per se. I don't necessarily put it in that context, but I always avail myself to the larger, you know, kind of spirit or winds that flow, you know, and that's my service, and I have a number of different constructs that I pour that through, or whether through my writing or in the moment, and so I don't call it channeling, but I, like I said, I do kind of, I'm a listener, I'm a, you know, I like to tune in and listen, so I guess I would say I am, and I guess it's just how I, you know, I'm quite visual, and I guess... Yeah, audience, clear audience, and so on, too. So, yeah, if there's
now, do you have a website, or do you do have, can you do something for people, like a service where you read their energies, or
anything? I do all that. I work with, in the context of my studio, I work with Orange Chakra reading, identifying in the energy field and in a spiritual context before it manifests physically, if there's any sort of disease blockage and so on. So being preventative and proactive that way. And I have a lot of different influences that way. And my studio is called Homo Divinus, like the divine human.
Oh, I love
Homo Divinus. And I do have a website and, you know, it's
plug the website. I know you're humble, but I'm here to force it out of you.
What's that? What's the website? It's homodivinus.com. But just really just to reflect back to people, be a mirror that we're all divine. And, hey, let's share some skills and pull some skills is what I bring to the table. And I learn as much in any session or anything I do. It's all a mutual thing. So, I guess I do that humbly. You know, I offer, you know, my skills humbly because who's with me, you know, the divine being who has things to share and we're catalysts for each other. So we kind of
okay, wait a minute. How would you spell it? Because I'm going to post your site on my Facebook.
Oh.
How do you spell your site?
And I'm embarrassed because it's a little out of date, but you get the gist for sure. You know, it's never current enough. But,
yeah, it's always in essence. Listen, you're never out of date. You're in now. So it's all good.
Exactly. I'm working on it. It'll be my incentive. So it's like the divine and human. You know, like homo sapien, but homo, H-O-M-O, and then the next word is divinus, like divinus.com.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Jaber, we're gonna be done in 30 seconds.
All right.
I love you.
I love you too.
This whole night has been exquisite, and you are my cherry on the cake. Do you know that? You're beautiful. I'm so glad you reached out in your beauty and in your candlelight, and bless your meal. Bless you.
Oh, thank you so much. Likewise, blessings to you and all of the other listeners. It's good to be here with everybody, really, and I appreciate this bridging. And, hey, here we are together. So, yeah, much love, and we're grounding it. It's critical mass and happy 11-11.
Happy 11-11, exactly. Outstanding. Outstanding. You made my night. Thank you for calling. So glad. So glad you called. I will see you on Facebook. I will see everybody on Facebook. I love you all the callers, all the listeners. I felt your presence. I felt your essence. I'm so honored to be a part of this journey and this group of incredible beings. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'll talk to everybody next week. Have a great week. Bye.